From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. This year, you might have noticed that you're hearing more stories on WBHM from neighboring states. It's because of the Gulf States Newsroom, a partnership between NPR and public radio stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. We've got a growing team of reporters traveling throughout the region to bring you in-depth stories. As 2021 comes to an end, the Gulf States Newsroom reporters are taking a moment to reflect on some of their most memorable moments in the field.
My name is Shalina Chetlani, and I cover healthcare for the Gulf States Newsroom out of New Orleans. I've been reporting on COVID-19 all year, but in the midst of that, I've also been able to cover major events like Hurricane Ida. One of my favorite stories is from walking around New Orleans after the hurricane with my colleague Tegan Winland.
Talk about your experience.
And talking to people about what they'd been through. And Tegan and I spoke to a woman named Shamika Joseph, who sang a song that her son had written about her.
So it goes, I never been through a storm. I never been through a hurricane. I never been through life, but my mom has been through it all.
It's about how she'd been through so much loss and survived it.
I never been through a storm.
It's personal and emotional and puts a human voice on tragedies that are often hard to comprehend. I'm excited to keep showcasing stories about how people are rising above it and surviving.
My name is Brittany Brown, and I cover criminal justice for the Gulf States Newsroom. I'm based in Jackson, Mississippi. So in December, I drove down to Dothan, Alabama to meet with Virginia McDaniel, and her husband is in prison. She had not seen him in person for almost 2 years because of Alabama's prison visitation policies as it relates to the pandemic.
Even though he's there, we do dates.
In the midst of the interview, she told me about this one time where she took her husband
to
the
beach. He said, you're going to take me to the beach? I said, yeah, we're going to have a date.
She drove down to Panama City Beach, set up the tablet so he could look out at the ocean, and he was able to see it and sort of be there in a virtual way for just that moment.
That got him out of there for that little while, you know. Even though he wasn't there, he was there.
I love this story because it shows how dedicated and caring she is. And so next year, I look forward to continuing to connect with those who are most impacted by the criminal justice system and uplifting their experiences.
My name is Bobby Jean Mizik. I cover justice, race, and equity for the Gulf States Newsroom, and I'm based in New Orleans. In October, I was reporting a story about 10 six-lifers, men who were incarcerated for roughly 50 years, even though they were offered a sentence that was about 10 years and 6 months.
And then up here is like your notifications.
I sat in on a class at a bunch of men who had been released recently. They were learning how to use their cell phones, specifically Facebook.
So it's not much fun unless you find some friends to see what they're posting.
There was this really funny moment when a student from LSU who was working with them asked Lewis Mitchell, sort of the most gregarious out of the group, you know, if he saw that his friend Kenneth Womack had updated his Facebook photo.
Yeah, we see Kenneth updated his profile picture.
Yeah, he's just ugly.
He said, yeah, he's just ugly, which made everybody laugh. And he said he was going to keep his phone by his bedside with Kenneth's picture so that he could keep the roaches away. And Kenneth is kind of shy, but you can hear him kind of chuckling underneath. You know, in the Deep South, there are so many people who are incarcerated, and we forget about them. And these guys were literally called the forgotten men. And so I was just really touched by how they were approaching their release and being able to spend their last years out of prison.
My name is Stephen Basaha. I'm based in Birmingham, Alabama, and I cover wealth and poverty for the Gulf States Newsroom. Back in late April was my first trip across the region, covering this effort to establish a new Amtrak line between Mobile, Alabama, and New Orleans. And I was in Bay St. Louis, this town along the Mississippi coast, and I ran into Wendy Hayden, and she was so excited about the train coming. We had this great conversation. Okay. And as things were wrapping up, her phone started to ring, and she said,
yes, so do I.
I am going to be a grandmother today.
I think I'm about to be a grandma.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And on the other side of this phone screen was her daughter and her brand new granddaughter.
That's my grandbaby.
This moment had nothing to do with the story, but it's something I thought about for a long time after.
Thank you. Congratulations.
It also really reminded me the value of getting to talk with strangers in person, getting to run into Wendy and experience this moment. And that's something I'm really looking forward to cautiously doing more of in 2022.
You just heard from Stephen Basaha, Brittany Brown, Bobby Jean Misick, and Shalina Chetlani. They're reporters with the Gulf States Newsroom, a partnership among WBHM in Birmingham, WWNO in New Orleans, and Mississippi Public Broadcasting. You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org.